Hi, my name is Stephen Martile, and welcome. How to stay focused when setting and achieving goals. So setting and achieving goals is a function of focus. And in my last article, I talked about how to stay focused 10 practical ways. And I gave you 10 examples of ways to maintain focus. In my opinion, the most important is in that group is number one. Choose one or two objectives to focus on for the year. Now, when you choose this objective, and let me explain why this is so important. Let's consider that, there's about six, seven, eight areas of your life. There's financial, spiritual, mental, emotional, relational, and physical. There may be more than that. Let's say that you set a hefty goal in each area of your life. And I think this is what, I even see this with a lot of the books that I read, that that's what they suggest, that you set a goal in each area, okay? Now, but there's one thing about the approach, and that's what I'll explain, why it's so important to stay focused when setting and achieving goals. See, in this case, you have six independent goals. You've set one in each area. So what do you think happens? I'll explain with the car analogy again. So you've got six different cars, right? And you're all sitting at a traffic light. So you take the first car, because you can only drive one car at a time. And you start driving that car, and you might drive it about 300 feet. Then you walk all the way back, and you get to the other car. You get to the second car. And you drive that car, and you give her with that car, and you get about 400 feet. You stop that car. You go back to the third car. And you drive about, 700 feet this time. You were really cooking that day. You had a really good day. You go back to the fourth car. Now you get in that car, and you drive about 150 feet. Let's say you had a bad day, Then you go to the fifth car, and you drive about, 600 feet. And then you stop that car, and you go back to the sixth car. And then you get on the sixth car and you're cruising and you get about 800 feet. Then you go all the way back to the beginning and you go to the first car again. And you continue like that on and on and on. The point I'm trying to make is that your effort is dispersed, which makes it almost impossible to start seeing results. Do you want results? Then start with one car. Start with one objective for the year. Let's say relationships are really important to you. Then start with that. If your physical appearance and health are important to you, then start with that. The key is to choose one area of your life to work with at one time and to keep working at that area until you automate that area of your life. What do I mean by automate? Well, you automate your life with your habits. Let's say that you really want to increase your energy levels. You really want to get pumped up and you've just been like, your energy's been down and you want to get your energy back up. You've made a decision that you're going to start exercising at the gym four times per week, okay? You make that committed decision. The first few weeks go by and you're really starting to build momentum. You're starting to see results and you're really starting to get into it. But then something happens. You get an idea to start your own business part-time. Let's say you're in a job, you decide, I'm going to start my own business. So you stop going to the gym and dedicate all your time to this new business idea. The business is starting to pick up and you're really happy and you're starting to see results. You're really enjoying it. But your exercise routine goes right out the freaking window. You see, a few more weeks go by and you think, man, I really haven't been in the gym in a while. I better get back to the gym. And you hit the gym again. Except this time, you have to start from scratch. You have to make up for those 4 weeks when you were working on your new business. You see what's happening here? You're driving other cars instead of focusing on one car at a time. You've got to find another driver or a system for that other car. Called health, before you start driving another. You've got to automate that part of your life first before you start something new, and you automate other parts of your life with your habits. So let's say you go back to the gym, your gym routine again. You start to go back four times a week, and you're exercising consistently, and you've done it for almost a month. Another few weeks go by, and you're starting to feel good. Should you stop? No, you keep going. Now, how do you know if you're ready for something new, to start a new venture, a new business, let's say in this case? You know you're ready when you've made that part of your life a habit. Now, for some people, that could take a few months. For others, it could take 4 to 6 weeks. That's roughly how long it takes me to get used to a new training routine at the gym. After that point, I'm pretty much on automatic. It's like brushing my teeth. It's a habit. It's habitual. The same applies with business. Let's say that you really want to start a business. You've been thinking it would be a good idea to generate a little cash, so you go for it. As you get started in your business and money starts coming in, you want to automate that wealth creation. You don't want to move on to something else until it's automated. But that's not what people do. You see, they start one business and a few months go by. The business is doing great, but it still requires their full time attention. But what do? They start another business. Now they've got two businesses. They're driving two cars at the same time. And what happens? It slows everything down. You can't effectively drive two cars at the same time and expect to see the same results. Focus on one business at one time until that one business becomes automated. You see, focus is everything when it comes to setting and achieving goals. Focus on one goal at a time with one objective in mind, one business at a time, one task at a time, and one action at one time. Okay, so why is it so important to only choose one or two objectives? Well, I don't want to belabor the point, but it's important to choose only one or two objectives because it creates focus. Think of a NASA space shuttle for just a minute. Maybe you can visualize what the shuttle looks like. The shuttle has three main engines. Now think for a minute. If any one of those engines were to be out of alignment and not pointing in the same direction as the other two, what would happen? The shuttle is not going to break orbit. You greatly decrease your chances of making it off the ground if the engines are not properly aligned. What are we talking about here? Well, we're talking about your focus. Your focus must be towards one direction. It must be aligned with the objectives you set at the beginning of the year. With greater focus comes greater power to build more momentum and energy. If any one of those engines is slightly off and out of alignment, the whole operation is a bust. The same goes with your focus. You have to be diligent and, I hate to say it, but almost obsessed with maintaining your focus. When Anthony Robbins decided to get into public speaking, he did it very quickly. Within 1 year, he made $1 million. How did he do it? He dedicated all his time, energy, and resources to becoming a public speaker. That was his focus. He knew that the average speaker was speaking 3 to 4 times per week, so he decided to put more attention on his goal and decided to speak a few times a day. By the end of the year, he had learned so much more and had gotten so much faster we wanted to be than those other speakers. Focus is everything when it comes to setting and achieving your goals. Opportunities. Now, opportunities can be obstacles. It can be a pain in the butt sometimes. And let me explain why. Have you ever received a phone call from a friend or maybe someone you haven't spoke to in a long time and they say something like, hey, you know, I've got this great opportunity, this great business, and you should check it out. I'm earning $3,000 per month, you know, and I'm barely lifting a finger. So you get really curious and you think, maybe I should go check this out. But here's the thing. You already work in a business. You already have a focus and you're doubting yourself. You're not sure and you're having second thoughts of what being in this business. So you go and check out this new opportunity. And maybe you even sign up for this new venture. Now here's the problem. You're again driving two cars and therefore slowing down your progress and movement forward. You see, opportunities can be obstacles. I'm not suggesting that there aren't great opportunities out there for young entrepreneurs, and I'm not saying that you shouldn't be open to those new opportunities. What I am saying is that you have to have a really clear focus and objective that you can get very quickly decide if those opportunities fit with your objective and your focus or not. It's the same reason why I suggest you have a clear life purpose and dynamic vision for your future. It all creates focus. Don't leave your car for another shiny car. Just because your car doesn't have pimped up wheels and a nice paint job doesn't mean that you should leave it. If opportunities arise where you get a chance to supercharge your car, then great, do it. That's what you want. You want to supercharge your car. Look for opportunities that align with your objective, not the ones that distract you from your focus. Remember, you can only drive one car at a time. So get going. My name is Stephen Martile, and thank you